Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air. Yes, on the air. You heard me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You really don't want, you don't want to just to respond. You don't want to answer to or get sucked in, if you would, to the, some of the stupid stuff that we see out there. When people are telling you about, I don't know, they're putting up stories that just don't make any sense. And then you get sucked into them, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now listen. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to be on with me in a few minutes. And the thing I love about, you know, she's on with me on a regular basis, right? So the thing I love about her, though, is she's very black and white about things. All right? I mean, seriously, she's very black and white about issues like we are, like a lot of us listening to the show, where you don't have, you know, a whole bunch of time to rip through things. And we've been locked at home. We've been locked at home together now for weeks. I know. You're locked at home with your loved ones. What could go wrong, right? Yeah, nice try. So I'm bringing her on just to discuss maybe some of the basic stuff. Some of the stuff, take a little stress out of your day. Because you're not going to tell me, not for 30 seconds, that you're not having any issues at all at home. Because I'm not buying. We've all got those moments. All of us. And I was reading an article. I think we did another show. The article where it said that kids are young teenagers now. Right, they have a higher level of strokes and such. And I'm going, how? I mean, how much stress do they have in their lives? Remember, we were hiding under desks because of the atom bomb. Do you remember that? But then I come to find out, frankly, it has nothing to do with stress. It has everything in the world to do with, what do you call it? The food that they're eating. Their diet. Their diet is killing them. You know how many of you guys I talk to on a regular basis? You tell me how you can't get your son, your daughter, your whatever, to eat vegetables? To eat, and I'm not saying you shove those garbage vegetables. I mean, make them something that tastes good, that's good to eat, that's healthy for them. But the thing that always bothers me when I talk to somebody, when you send me emails, I can't make my teenager do blank. All right, so let me just ask you a couple of questions. I know, Doctor, if she's listening, she's just going to be rolling around laughing. Who pays your kid's car insurance? Who pays for your son or daughter's car payment? You know, maintenance if they need it. Right? Gas and oil. Who's buying their clothes? I mean, some of the kids are working, but they're not working enough to take care of all of that. Who's paying their cell phone bill? So when you tell me that you can't make them do anything, I guess I'd have to call you a little, well, I'd be harsh, but we'll just, for conversation's sake today, we'll say, I just have to call you ignorant. I don't know anything else to call you. Because you start taking those things away, you look at your son and daughter and you go, hey, if you don't do A and B, I stop paying. Let me see. Next Monday is the first. I will not be paying for your cell phone. You'll have to come up on your own. And if you keep acting that way, if you keep doing those things, then guess what? I'm not paying your car insurance. And the gas money you need for your car? Here's the want ads from the newspaper. They're kind of thin. Maybe you can find something to do. I'm so tired of you guys that don't want to fight for things. You know, your kids, they didn't ask for you. You inadvertently asked for them. Some on purpose. But when do we start taking charge? When do we start being the true head of our households? When do you start really, really teaching your kids what it's like to push through, to persevere, to do the right thing? You can't do it once in a while. The big thing with children, teenagers, is consistency. If you don't do consistency, you lose. It's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. You know, come on, you know the drill. Being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. And again, stories abound today. All that stuff that went down with the president when he was, you know, when he was at the press release, I mean the press conference, and those things, it's just amazing to me. And we keep letting, and we do, we let them get away with it. Don't tell me we don't, because we do. You still buy their papers. That's like I say with the entertainers. You still buy their albums. You still buy their songs. You still buy their music. And then you tell me how much you hate them. How much you hate the influence they have on your kids. Stop feeding them. Stop feeding the animals. Because that's basically what you're doing. Nate Silver wrote a piece a little while back. I don't mean weeks, I mean a day ago. He said the basic era of coronavirus stories will really show you where the media's at. So 38 editors said the mainstream media is not giving proper context to the stories on the rise of coronavirus cases. He said it's an error, the basic error. I don't agree with him. I think they do it on purpose. Anyway, we'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, Dr. Bridget, will join me right after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, especially when everything's working right. Even though it's not right now. But always a pleasure to have you guys with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. Can you tell when I'm dancing? Most people can tell when I'm dancing. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And listen, I love telling you guys about these issues because you don't believe it. And then I send you over the articles and you still don't believe it. And I'm telling you, on a regular basis, right, you know, our kids are becoming, I'm going to say it because I don't have the DR in front of my name or behind my name, our kids are becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. And it isn't because it's outside influences. It's coming from within inside the house. It's coming from your parents who refuse to parent, who refuse to be a little tough. Let your kid cry a little bit at home. Let them suffer a little bit at home. And they won't have to later on in life when they get outside the house. And it's just amazing to me what I read. Now, we did a story earlier last week, about, and it's not funny. It's not funny in a ha-ha way. I just don't get it. We have a rise in teenage, what am I trying to say here? Teenage strokes. I guess they're not really teenage strokes. They're just strokes. And at first I'm going, oh, yeah, because, you know, they're dealing with a stress issue and all this other stuff. But that's not it at all. When you do a little bit of digging, you find out, get this one. It's about their diet. But, you know, I don't have a clue. So I bring in people that have a clue because I don't have the clue, right? So I've asked Dr. B to join me, Dr. Bridget Melson. And, you know, you've heard her on the show before. Always appreciate her time with us. And Dr. Bridget, what is going on with our teenagers? I don't care. You want to talk about stress? I'll lay down. I'll tell you about stress. You know?
Oh, gosh. We could do that all day. I'm not even a medical doctor. I know what's going on here. You know, it has to do with the development of the arteries and, you know, specifically the carotid artery. And these are medical journals that are talking about this. It's not just some, you know, made up fake news. Medical schools are finding that these teenagers are at risk of having strokes, and by the age of 30, because they're obese, because they're malnourished, because they're sitting on the couch, because they're not getting out for whatever reason. And it's not a COVID thing. It's a thing in general. So when you do that, and you eat, and the fat literally, don't mean to be gross, but it literally goes around, I don't know what to say, it totally goes around everything, all of your arteries, specifically the carotid, and all of a sudden it's not developing, it's not growing. And I was just talking about this article with my husband earlier this evening. I'm saying, no wonder they have mental health issues. The carotid artery, that's your main vessel to the brain.
Yep.
They're not getting the nutrients. They're not getting blood. No wonder we're seeing a 35% increase in suicide rates in the last 10 years.
Wow.
So it all goes together. Even though I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a mental health doctor. I deal with the brain, but this is affecting the brain.
Oh, it has to be for years. We were told as kids, not that we had the best eating habits either, but we were told as kids that, you know, if you didn't eat right, you didn't do this. This is why you were slothful and lazy and gaining weight. I mean, my grandmother knew it, and she didn't have any kind of PhD or medical degree. And all of a sudden, we have parents that won't work with the kids to force them to eat some decent food, right? You must see it.
Well, and the other thing, right, we were outside. I was outside all the time. I didn't want to be in the house. We couldn't, like, you know, right? The street lights go on. We want you back in the house.
Right.
And I fought that. So I don't get it. Well, I get it. They're all addicted to social media, which is another thing we can talk about all day long. So
what about the food? No, get back to the diet for a second. Like, you got these parents who think, well, it's okay. You know, they'll take care of it later, or they'll catch up later. It's just a thing they're going through as a teenager. I mean, seriously. You can't take that attitude. You have to parent, and you have to make sure these kids are getting some kind of decent food, don't you?
Well, you have to parent. You said it right, and this is what every week when I come on and we talk, it's all about parenting, and we're just not. We just aren't. So here's the deal, and I talk my head off to parents. I speak all over the U.S., and maybe two out of the 500 I'll have in a group, you know, listening to me, will probably do something about it. But it's really up to us. Fine. If you want your kids to have type 2 diabetes, be 50 pounds overweight, and have their main arteries compromised, and never, the thing is, Joe, about this, is they will never grow correctly. Once it's developed, it's developed. You are giving your child a death sentence. You can't regrow the carotid artery. That's a big deal. And then you're giving them a sentence of high blood pressure as well.
Wow.
So I don't know. And this is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association. Again, this was just released May 6th, the article I was reading.
Not a right-wing, it's not a right-wing whacktoid paper, is it?
It is not. And it, you know, and again, we laugh, but it is sad. It is definitely, you know, and parents are to blame, and we're all guilty of being on our phones. And I can't tell you every time I go to the store how many two-year-olds have some kind of device in their face. It's a little toy to play with, or instead of a manipulative to play with, you know. They just have a device hooked onto their car seat or hooked onto their stroller. And they're getting what's called text neck already. So it's, we're in trouble. I mean, I told you jokingly 13 going on 30. It's going to be about 13 going on 80 if we're not careful.
No, it's getting, look at, the CDC has all these numbers about, you know, teenage obesity and the problems with kids in the United States and all stuff. And it's funny how these parents will run there to see how COVID is, you know, what they have to do and what the numbers are on the COVID thing. But they won't go there to see what the numbers are on their kids. And again, I go back to the same thing. It's kind of like, how do you get your kids, how do you help your children? Maybe you need to take that phone away and say, look, we're either doing this, you know, there's no more Doritos for breakfast. Not going to happen, okay? If we don't start getting on a regiment, and now they're stuck home with these kids. They're stuck home with these kids that were used to going somewhere else for lunch or somewhere else for breakfast and kind of doing what they want to do all day. You know, some of these people are on the verge of doing some pretty bad stuff, you know what I'm saying? What are some of the things you can do to try to get these kids to kind of open up to a different way of eating? I don't know if you can.
Well, again, it starts with the parents, and you absolutely can. Our kids, it is, and we've shoved broccoli and carrots and bananas and apples in front of our kids, you know, since they were two. And, you know, our oldest son, he's almost 18 now, he used to throw it up, but then he'd sit there and get another piece. So,
all right, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Dr. B's not going anywhere. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on The Real Side. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. President Donald Trump's lawyers will urge the Supreme Court tomorrow to let him block access to his tax returns and other financial documents sought by three congressional committees and a New York prosecutor. In one of the most closely watched disputes of the court's term, the cases will test the justices' independence and could yield major rulings on the power of Congress to demand documents from a sitting president or the authority of a president to refuse. The court will hear two separate cases by telephone conference call, with each justice taking a turn to ask questions, a process that began May 4th and for the most part has worked smoothly. It has, however, tamed the normal back and forth of oral arguments, and the questioning has been less aggressive. Whichever way the court rules, the decisions, and there will be one for each case, will be a blockbuster. The rulings will be released by late next month. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, if you want text alerts since the show's going to start, it's really simple, right? Just send TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let me bring her on now, Dr. Bridget, Dr. B, as I like to call her. You know, Bridget Melson. She's going to be on the show now pretty much every week, and then your show will be starting up soon. We'll give people more information as time goes on. But we need another person, not on the left, not on the far left, giving us information on how to take care of our kids and take care of our mental health, because I think some of those people really need help with their mental health first. That's just kind of my own personal opinion. But anyway, Dr. B, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I just like to be a fair and factual parenting expert with a little bit of politics mixed in, but mostly just common sense and calling people out.
You know, when my kids were younger, I was pretty hard on them, and they would tell you that if they ever called the show. But none of them actually resent it today. And they think about all the stuff they went through and some of the stuff that their friends are going through. And I was always amazed at the parents that were willing to cover for their kids, that weren't willing to allow their children to go through this stuff while they're at home, where they're actually more safe than they would be when they're finally out in their own apartment paying their own bills and stuff. The time to make those mistakes, the time, frankly, to screw up, is when you're home, right?
Absolutely. You're spot on. You have to. You have to give them proper boundaries, and every child needs different boundaries. We have three kids. Some need just the backyard boundaries, and some need 10 acres of boundaries. But let them roam around with the 10 acres and fall and get hurt. And, you know, definitely when they come back in, you take care of it. You talk them through it. But don't rescue them. We cannot rescue them. We can't be the rescuers and say, oh, don't feel bad. Well, yes, you just stole an ice cream from Johnny. You should feel bad. You know, I started doing this, you know, with my daughter especially. You know, I started noticing I was rescuing her, and she would get upset and talk back to me or be disrespectful just a little bit. She's a pretty good kid. And I used to get upset and let it affect me. And now I'm like, okay, well, since you're choosing to, you know, talk like that, you need to go to your room for 10 minutes. And she's like, why are you so calm? I'm like, well, why should I be? I haven't done anything. Well, no, Mom, please be mad. That's much better. And I go, well, why? And she said, because I have this weird feeling right now, just like this horrible, like, feeling in my chest that I did something. And I go, well, you did. And I'm not going to rescue you. Go to your room, hang out, work it out by yourself, pray, whatever you need to do, and come on down. And she just, it was awful. But it affected her, and she didn't like it. And it stopped the disrespect almost instantly.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
so yeah,
they want boundaries. They want guidelines. Look, so you just said it. You got three kids. You're stuck at home during this COVID thing, I'll put it that way. And so you're stuck home with them, and they've all got different personalities, right? But they're stuck at home with you inside. I mean, tension's rising. These kids are used to having social lives. They're used to being out and about. I mean, how do you handle this? How do you somewhat keep peace in the house without making everybody nuts?
You know, again, it's pretty simple. You really just need to get a routine. Half the day needs to be routine, and the other half of the day you need to let your kids be creative. And just because they used the big B word, bored, I'm bored. I'm sure the amount of parents that have heard the bored word in the last 2 months has skyrocketed. You need to let them say, great. Being bored is a healthy emotion and a healthy feeling, and if you don't like it, go find something to do. Again, in our house, we have a list of chores, and they know if they say the B word, if they even breathe or mouth the B word, bored, we just point to the chore board, and they have to pick one. So they don't. They find things to do. So let them be creative. What a great time to have family meals. What a great time to have family game night. What a great time to tell them to go outside and play tag or jump on the trampoline or go for a walk with the dog. I mean, it's to me, it's not that difficult. We've had a great time being creative. And sit down and have the kids have a little session of what can we do for the next week. And give them some opportunity and some freedom to do whatever it is. Make each of them a list. So I don't know.
I got to go.
Common sense again.
What I did was I went out on Facebook and I started watching some of the questions your parents were asking other people and things that they had going on, you know, on and what have you. And the biggest, the most common question, and it's funny because parents are just starting to notice this, which I think is hilarious. The question is like, well, you know, little Johnny, which is 16 years old, is on his cell phone all day long. He's always looking down at that thing. He's always either playing games or texting somebody. And I'm saying to myself, okay, you're just noticing this? Like he doesn't do this on the weekends? So how much time is too much time? Give some people some ideas about, I mean, this is a perfect time to start breaking some of these bad habits your kids got and introducing new ones, right?
Yeah, you know, and I will tell you that there's a reason why they call social media digital heroin. That's what they're calling it. I know it's funny the first time I saw it, but it is actually impacting and channeling the same exact parts of the brain as somebody addicted to heroin.
Wow.
So I want people to hear that, digital heroin. I mean, you can laugh, right? Parents are probably going, yeah, right. But if you follow functional MRIs in teens and tweens that are on social media more than 4 hours a day, it is the same channels will light up on the functional MRI as an addict on heroin and needing a fix.
Wow. You got to be kidding me. I mean, so it delights the same pleasure centers as all that other stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So all I can give is statistics and hope that parents hear this and start to understand how bad it is. Some of the physical issues we're seeing when you're on more than 3 or 4 hours a day are vision loss and then putting your kids at risk for early macular degeneration. So, wow. And once you have macular degeneration, you know, you lose your sight. We're seeing an increase in teen migraines. We're seeing an increase in finger and wrist arthritis. Because they're always on it. Of course, text neck. That's something that kids talk about all the time. But that's premature degeneration of the neck. I don't. I mean, you can laugh about you're getting Tex-Neck. Well, if you want a lump on your neck and arthritis in your neck by the time you're 35 years old, have at it. So, those are some of the a few things that are going on when you're on your phone too much. And again, we're looking at an increase in suicidal ideation being online so much. Teens that are online, social media specifically, more than 5 hours have a 71% chance of being more likely to have one more extra risk factor for suicide. Wow. 71%. The risk goes down exponentially for teens spending an hour or less. So to me, I'd say an hour or less.
Let me see you sell that one.
So,
you know, most parents are going to go.
Statistics are crazy.
When I go to try to take the phone out of my son's hand, man, he gets so mad at me. And so what? Let him get mad.
Right.
But they've gone
too
far
with
it.
Your other point.
Yeah.
Yes, that goes to your other point of let them be upset. And then you talk about how to properly be upset. That good, get upset. I mean, you're taking their digital heroin away. Great.
I know this.
Give your crack addict kid back his phone then. Have fun with that.
Yeah, well, most parents don't want to put up with the aggravation. They don't care. I joke even with my kids today. They've got kids, grandkids, and I look at them and say, well, how do you fix this? I said, well, you have to be more stubborn than they are. You have to make sure they're not shaking you, and that's how you beat this. So, but parents are up against
that
it,
pattern
Dr. B.
will break.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that pattern will break fast. You know, look at our grandparents and great-grandparents. We would have never even questioned them if they took something out of our hand. We'd be like, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I couldn't imagine having a fit. I probably would have got hit with whatever they had on the table next to them if I ever tried to freak out. Say,
slipper,
you know,
frying pan, didn't matter what it was.
Exactly. Wooden spoon was my mom's favorite.
Wooden spoon was my grandmother's. Or a black hairbrush of the day, if you remember. It was pink on one side,
exactly,
black on the other.
They had holsters. They had holsters. For these things. People don't understand.
No. No, and you know what? We have to do a show on that someday. We have to really talk about discipline, physical versus, you know, timeout, and what's more effective, what's not, what kind of kid it works with, what it doesn't. Because my joke has always been, I got beat on a regular basis because I was a jerk. I didn't end up in jail. I don't beat my kids. I don't beat my wife, because that's what they tell you. If you hit kids, they're going to grow up hitting people. Not true. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. Troubles with your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation every Monday night. We're going to call it Mental Health Mondays. That's probably the best thing to do. And listen, and you don't have to have big problems. You don't have to have big issues. And there's little things that make you crazy. I know they do with my kids growing up, and the thing that always bothered me, and Dr. B can respond to this in a second, was, you always had people around you that were telling you that I didn't ask them, but they would say, don't you think a little too hard on your kids, and don't you think you're doing this too much, and go ahead, let them have some fun, let them do this, let them do that, and you go, no, No, because the reason they can't have fun right now is because they decided to fool around in school all week, and now they're stuck doing homework. So they're not going in the pool over the weekend. They already enjoyed themselves. They already had their leisure time Monday through Friday. So now they have to work on the weekends. Like the rest of us do at work when we don't get our work done. You've got to take it home. Anyway, Dr. B joins me, Dr. B. Johnson. Always, you're laughing at me. You know, I was a hard nose. I told you I was. My kids would get in trouble in school. They go, call my mother. Don't call my dad.
Oh, my goodness. It's so true, but this is just common sense. This is everybody had each other's backs. Like, if my mom wasn't available to spank me, then the next person's mom was, you know, and nobody cares.
And then you'd get spanked because somebody else had to spank you. And you were really in trouble.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Let me tell you, I've got a million stories with my kids, and we're very open, and they know it. But, again, our oldest, you know, came over to me, up to me the other day, like May 2nd, like the second of the month, and they said, hey, when's my money hit the account? And I'm like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, my allowance. I'm like, I'm sorry. What have you done to earn the allowance? I said, now, you know, we've got the little wooden chip program where you do a chore, you get a chip, and you can turn it in for $5, or you can, you know, use it for 30 minutes of screen time. And he's like, well, I know we're doing that, but aren't I getting my allowance too? And I'm like, okay, you need to just stop. Just back. I'm sorry I let you down. I'm a parenting expert. You cannot be asking me these questions right now. But gosh, he just kind of looked at me like the world was going to end. Oh, my goodness.
Well, as parents, look, there's two older movies, the old versions, not the new ones. One was His, Mine, and Ours. It had Lucille Ball and, I think, Henry Fonda in it. And they end up getting married. I mean, it's like the Brady Bunch times three, okay? But he's in the Navy, so he has a way of doing things. And it's just... And it just some of the stuff they did in that movie, I know it was from movie effects, but some of it made so much sense. And it created less chaos. And then it was cheaper by the dozen. And then that guy... He would give the kids chores that were above and beyond, and he would post them, and he'd say, look, if you want to make some money, it's really simple. You grab a chore, you'll make money, whatever, and he'd make them bid on it, make the kids bid on the job if more than one wanted it. Okay? So it was a way to teach them responsibility. Yeah. It was a way to teach them to step up if they wanted something. Well, what I see a majority of parents doing today is say things like, I don't want my kid to struggle like I did, so I just gave him the money for that, you know, $500 iPhone or the $100 sneakers. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't teach them anything, does it?
It doesn't. It really doesn't. You know, and this whole hey, you know, like I don't know if anybody remembers Wimpy from Popeye, but here's my hamburger today, and I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday, right? And they want, I want this. I'll do all the chores. Just buy me this. I'm like, nope, we don't. I don't know what job in America you go to where they hand you the paycheck and then say, okay, if you could just do the work now.
Yeah.
You work, you get the paycheck. That's just how it works. So. Go mow the lawn, mow the 3 acres. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you $5. $5, okay.
I did a lot of stuff. Look, part of what's going on today, you know, again, I hate to sound like that old guy that I hated listening to in the 70s, but it's kind of like we had to go out and we weren't watching television 24/7. It seems to me like the younger people don't really do much thinking, if you would, because they're overstimulated between, and they don't even use TV. They get the TV on their cell phone now, so they have YouTube and all this other stuff that's got Facebook and other things. They're kind of being force-fed all this information without even knowing it. That can't be healthy for you.
No, it's not. And so you've got the addicted, you know, the addictive component of social media and screen time. You know, it affects the dopamine, you know, the whole digital heroin thing, you know, it feels good. The behavior becomes a habit that they're just seeking it out. And then you've got the other side that they don't know how to be creative and just go find other things to do. But they just end up having panic attacks and feel anxiety and, they just literally shut down, and that's what is happening in their brain. So
let's expound on
serious.
That. Give us some signs of addiction, cell phone addiction. You know, program whatever it's called. But there's got to be some signs that a parent go, wait a minute. You know, you're on that way too much, and you know, it's not like it was when we were kids. You know, people were always saying, they said that TV was going to hurt you and all that, and it didn't hurt me. Look at me, I'm fine. But what are some addiction signs when it comes to smartphones? What are some of the things you can look at in your teenagers?
Yes, so it is actually called social media addiction, and it affects the medial frontal cortex. It's your prefrontal lobe. It's the thing right in, you know, you put your hand up, all five fingers, put it on your forehead, and that part of the brain right behind your hand there, above your, or behind your forehead is what is affected. So what we're seeing, how it affects you, and we're calling it ADHD and ADD now, but social control in public places. So you're seeing social issues. Understanding and not understanding of your morals and values. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing sociopathological, you know, kids these days? Yes. We're seeing kids that don't respect morals or values. All of that is prefrontal cortex. It affects their goal planning. So if your kids are not able to sit down, are not able to make plans and goals and even a plan for the week or the day, that's a good sign that they have social media addiction. Emotion regulation. If they're not able to regulate their emotions and soothe themselves and calm down, and the last thing that is also important is they're not able to interact socially, one-on-one, face-to-face. So if they have three or more of those, you're looking at a severe social media addiction.
Wow.
And the fact that's their medial frontal cortex, that means it's not developing correctly or it's underdeveloped.
And what's the repair for that? I mean, I get what you're saying. It's kind of like I never hear anybody really say control yourself anymore. When we were kids, we would get a little out of hand. I can see my, you know, my mother, my grandmother grab me by the short hairs on the back and neck, go, hey, get control yourself here. Calm down. All right? That kind of thing. I don't hear that anymore.
No, and you know, even saying it, because there's such underdeveloped prefrontal cortexes, they can't do it. They literally cannot do it. And that's the balance I have to find as I'm yelling, you know, these parents are yelling at kids, you know, figure out what you're going to do. Make a plan. Stop reacting. You know, get control of yourself. And what we're finding is when I can get my patients and my clients to get brain scans, I try to do that. We're seeing these underdeveloped prefrontal cortexes.
Wow.
And so I show the parents, this is what you've created. And luckily, God has made an incredible organ in the brain. It's fantastic that it takes 90 days for it to regenerate.
Really?
But it has to be just like rehab, drug rehab, right? It's usually 90 days.
Put it down. Put
your brain regenerates.
Start working your brain. Right?
Yes, but you have to put the social media down. Yes. In rehabs, there's no an hour a day of drugs.
Listen,
so you can't have
so
an hour
right.
a day of.
You are so right. I mean, I'm agreeing with you, my God. That's so right. We saw at the school district level, when one of the schools killed cell phones during the day, you could no longer have a cell phone on campus looking at it, anything like that. You could have it in your backpack, stuffed back there off. And they noticed within a two-week period, kids were more tuned into each other. They were conversing more. The kids were more creative. They were more attentive in the classroom. There was a major change in behavior in less than 2 weeks.
Right, and that's because your brain regenerates. It takes a full 90 days. You will see it, you're right, in the first 2 to 3 weeks, just like you do in rehab. There'll be a withdrawal in the first week, and then your brain starts to regenerate, thank goodness. But again, you go back to what I talked about at the top of the show about, you know, the visual issues that are not reversible and some of the health issues.
Wow.
But this is, and you'll all but eliminate ADHD and the need for medication if you just get your kids off the devices.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. I've read so many articles. We need to discuss that someday. I've read so many articles around the over-prescribing of ADHD, or diagnosing, not prescribing, but over-diagnosing ADHD on a regular basis. It's kind of like some of it, not all of it, but some of it is nothing more than self-control and teaching your kids self-control and forcing them to have to deal with it. Am I wrong?
No, that's absolutely right. And combine that, again, with the social media, you know, addiction. I challenge my parents, and I think that every single prescribing psychiatrists should first challenge the families, parents and children, to take a 90-day break to see if that helps. And then we won't have all these kids on medication. But that's not going to happen. I know.
All right.
Wait.
It's taking drugs away from parents. So listen real quick. Tell people where they can find your writing. Anything about you?
TrinityLifeSolutions.com or PoliticalVanguard.com or on Facebook.
Hey, that could be like a jingle, you know, TrinityLifeSolutions.com. Anyway, Joe Bacino, your host, always a pleasure. Next hour, it's going to be a smorgasbord of crazy stories, I promise. Stuff that you haven't heard anywhere else. You'll listen to Joe Bacino on The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.